you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hi, Lily. My name is Matthew Charest. I'm calling concerning one of the accounts I have with you. I just received a call from a customer, and the number I have and the notification seems to be a dead number.
Okay, let me check that for you. I have two accounts pulled up. Is this for a Lockout Locksmith or mobile car key service?
Mobile car key service.
Okay, thank you. And then just to confirm, you said I'm speaking with, I'm sorry, Ryan or Matthew?
Matthew.
Okay, thank you. Let me check that for you here. Okay. So are you referring to the call that came in today from a 213 area code phone number?
Yeah, the number is coming back as part of your system where it's trying to record the phone call and not actually accessing the customer's number.
I'm so sorry. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Can you say that one more time?
And the number seems to be not functioning correctly.
Okay, and then you're referring to the number that called you, right? The number you're calling back, the lead number?
Correct, 7690.
Okay. Yeah, so we don't send you the leads ourselves. They come in directly from the person finding you online. Most of the time, those numbers should work, but there isn't, we don't send those to you directly.
I understand, but it does seem to be coming through, seems to be coming through your system saying that it's going to record the phone call and then, you know, it seems to be going through the system.
Yes, because you have a call tracking number. So when the call, comes in, it goes through the call tracking number and then it goes directly to your line. Is that what you were referring to?
Yes, but following it backwards, they're trying to record my conversation to them as if I'm calling from and the tracking number. It seems
okay.
Like your computer system is active on this call. Is there any way to verify if there's something going on with this call?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just a little confused. With the call you're on with me at this moment? Can you hear me okay?
I do hear you, okay. I'm just stunned by the absurdity of the question. I'm calling you because I have an issue with the phone call, 213-7690. Is that in any way unclear?
Yes, I can, that is clear.
That's clear. Okay. So when I'm asking you if there's a way for you to verify the veracity of the number or the connection behind it, I'm very specifically asking you about that phone call, not the phone call we're on.
Okay, gotcha. Let me go ahead and just check to see what I can find, and I will be right back on the line with you here, okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. Matthew, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you. Not a problem.
Gotcha. Yes. So looking at that call, the details that I can see is that when the call came in at 1:35 p.m., the caller pressed 1, but there is no recording available to me. So I'm not able to see if, you know, if it actually recorded the call for that call that came in. But we can't tell if there's...
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
So we know it's a human, but... For some reason, when I call it, it automatically goes to a number where they're recording the phone call. That's not your computer service that's trying to record the phone call?
No. When you return the call, it doesn't record those calls. They're only recorded when the call comes in through the call tracking number, but it has to be an incoming call.
Understood. Okay. So there's no issue here. I think I appreciate your taking the time, Lily.
Absolutely, no problem. And I apologize with the misunderstanding, Matthew. I'm just having a little trouble hearing you. But yes, anytime you need help, just let us know. We'll be more than happy to help, okay?
Thanks. I'll give you guys a call back. There's a few things we have to iron out, I think. But, yeah, it's nothing of major concern. I'll keep you guys in a loop. We'll speak soon.
Okay. Thank you for your time again. You have a great day.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.